yo, so like, how do we get here? You know, that's one of the things that I've been asking myself is, how do we get here? Where are we right now? We are at Analog Culture. You are tuning in to the Middleman Podcast, episode 100. We got people in the room. We got Arizona's on deck, 25-8, no escape. We're ready to go all the time. And shit, man, has it been a journey? I'll tell you that much, man, because, you know, I guess we should just go back to the beginning as to where it started. You know, it started as episode 1 of the Middleman Podcast featuring my older brother, and we just did that on Zoom. And that was, as compared to now, where we're at right now, it's definitely transcended and propelled in the right direction. So, you know, it was a rough start, starting out the podcast. The hardest thing when you start a podcast is getting guests, you know, keeping it consistent, you know, trying to make sure that you have a formula, a pattern, you know, so you can have some consistency to keep things going. And that was one of the hardest battles. And to the people who are starting out podcasts, you know, I would just tell you to just keep going, you know, just keep going no matter what you do. And the reason I say that is because the more and more you're more consistent, people will get to see it. You're going to see the social media everywhere you go. You're going to see the Middleman Podcast. You're going to see me every week. When you start doing that, people will start to respect what you're doing and actually understand that this is something that you're doing as a career, more than likely, instead of a hobby. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's a good point. When did this turn from a hobby to a career for me? You know, I think that really came with just rebranding and, you know, with getting the brand here, and just being consistent with the boys and elevating yourself and just shit, man, this is where we're at. And I'm pretty nervous looking at all these eyes in a room right now, but I'm going to crack open an Arizona iced tea because I am a little hot. That means I'm nervous. Shake it up. You know how that goes. ASMR for the people. And as I said, we're going to get guests through to coming through. So I think the first guest, first and foremost, should be the person who owns the store, okay, where we're at right now. We are at Analog Culture, located in downtown Scranton, the Electric City. This store is immaculate. The place down here, the art in the room, the art upstairs is exclusive. So please, welcome to the show, Mr. Jeremiah Kenobi. Thank you for coming here, man.
Thank you for having me on the Middleman Podcast.
Of course, man.
I'm blessed to be here. Hello and welcome everybody out there in Middleman Podcast land. Pleasure to be here. I don't know how much I can curse, but I might do it a lot. We'll see how this goes.
Do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. You know, would you care to help yourself to an Arizona? I know you're not.
I absolutely would love to help myself to an Arizona iced tea.
He's plugged in. Cheers. Cheers. So, Kenobi, my good man, here we are. We're in your store. Okay, you and I have formed a relationship through Gary, Mr. Melville.
Absolutely, the magical monk.
And, you know, from knowing you for the short time that I have, one thing that I will say about you is that you're like very, your energy is just around and bouncing on the walls all the time, bro. 25-8, no escape, working all the time. Let's hear a little bit about you, your story. You know, I know that you have a heavy DJ background, and here we are, and I would say it's an art store, correct? Would you agree with me?
Yes, we are in what qualifies as a pop art gallery and creative space. I've been here for 7 years. Analog Culture has also had many, many numerous satellite locations, New York, LA, Miami. Right up until the pandemic, things were a lot more active than they are. Once the pandemic hit, I scrolled back here and started focusing more and more on being creative and expanding that aspect of the business and really focusing on taking and gathering as many artists as I could from the local community and giving them a new platform. Now, I brought in artists from all over the world, filled the place with their work, brought them in under direct contract. And what ended up happening is every single time you have people that are coming in, new artists, they're like, oh, my artwork is featured with so-and-so's. Mm. Every single time you take a group shot with it, actually gets you more and more exposure. So the business in and of itself, the gallery in and of itself, is kind of almost like a machine in that aspect, where every single person that's coming into here is getting cross-promoted. You know what I mean? With people like, say, right now, the Middleman Podcast is Analog Culture. We have other artists in here. We have Sachiko. We have everybody else. Everybody's sharing. It's the exact same way. People, my man Woes, unfortunately, Frank Kozik, rest his soul. A lot of other people, I would tag their artwork in the store, and they would immediately throw the other artists work up. I mean, even as simple as being in their story, the amount of exposure that that got with kind of like the one hand helps each other artistic community, that's really how you get ahead. People being nervous to work with other people and kind of being nervous to put their work out there is usually the thing that's holding them back. Once you really, really give them their first platform, you just sit back and watch everything unfold. You know, you give them the tools that they need to really, really succeed. That's why, I mean, upstairs is a very, very different aesthetic than downstairs. Downstairs is a lower level gallery, but upstairs we have everything from 3D printing, spray paint, markers, canvases, like you name it. And we do regular creative things down here as well.
It's a wonderful store. One thing, would you mind moving a little bit closer to the mic? Thank you.
I apologize. Sorry about that.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I love the store. The art that you have in here is extremely exclusive. Like, if you know art, I tell everyone, if you know art, this is the store for you. You know, me, I'm not as well educated as you are on the things that you have in your gallery upstairs, but I could tell just from the outside looking in that this is some really exclusive content that you have here, some really great pieces of art that you have here. Now, let me ask you, I know you said that you had multiple stores, right? You had multiple stores, and then the pandemic hit. Why'd you choose to leave the Scranton one open?
So truth be, I have family out here, but what happened is I saw this migration where when I shut down, I closed the New York location, I watched all of these people heading out to Pennsylvania and leaving because people were actually being paid to relocate. And once people got paid, once people were being paid to relocate, I'm watching major artists from New York City actually migrate out here. I mean, Sonic Bad was one of like, you know, I mean, he is like that old school New York bad boy when it comes to graffiti artists. The same thing happened where you have Fuzz One upstairs. He moved out to this area outside the city. And I was watching that happen. And I said, you know what? This is going to probably be the next place, you know what I mean, where everybody is going to be looking to do stuff outside of New York. And a lot of people are kind of, we're kind of like, yeah, that's not what's going to happen. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Initially with the New York locations, that was the other thing. All of the other locations were working with each other. So I was taking artists from LA, sending their artwork to New York. Artists from New York, sending their stuff to Miami. And same thing, full circle. But the amount of people from New York City, from Philly, from Baltimore, from a lot of the major cities in the area that kind of have like a, you know what I mean, a summer home in the Poconos,
yep,
is absolutely amazing. And because of that, it gave me access to a much, much larger group of people than I actually thought I was going to. And it kind of works like a student exchange program with like with artists, mm-hmm, in certain aspects. And the truth is very, very solid when they say an artist is never respected in his own city. Where else you go, you see more love. And that is absolutely held true with everything that I've done here. Now, before I actually had, I was a major collector before I did any of this stuff in an artist. I worked in the nightclub industry, was a DJ for many, many years. I've done nightclub startup, for 25 years now. I've been involved in the DJ industry since the fall of 93. As a professional, I worked with everybody from Michael Alec back then. That's actually who put me on initially to a huge plethora of drum and bass producers, artists, major people in the hip-hop industry throughout like my entire circuit of being on it, being in the industry. But somewhere around the time when me and Michael had the Rumpus Room really at its height and outrage was going on, I saw the need to kind of have like more. We were doing art shows inside the nightclub regularly, mm-hmm, but I saw the need to have another platform. So directly next door, we did the first pop-up shop on Eldridge Street, in the 200 block of Eldridge Street in Manhattan. And I was there for 6 months, and I made the decision like, yeah, this is what I really need to do. So I took a step back, and analog culture started really, really becoming like a full-scale thing. Now, in addition to that, obviously, because I'm a DJ producer, I started bringing my gear down here during the daytime upstairs. So there's a record collection upstairs. There's an entire vinyl DJ setup. And then, you know what I mean, I have all my digital stuff down here, but it kind of became like a real work play aesthetic for me in every aspect.
That's a good way to live, man. Well, thank you once again for allowing us here at Analog
Culture. Sorry for
Culture.
Talking your ears off.
No, cheers.
And remember, drink Arizona iced tea.
Drink Arizona iced tea. Sponsorship coming to us soon. Thank you, Kenobi. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, you know what? Let's bring the next one in. You know, I think we should keep the train going with the people making this event possible. I want to see if Michael or Kelly want to make their way onto the stage. Who are we talking to? K, Kelly, come here. Methodonic, come on through. Come on through. We got Kanye just walked in with the red jacket.
Facts.
What's up, Silky Smooth?
Yo, yo, yo.
Silky
what's
Smooth.
On?
What's up? Grab yourself. You said you wanted a watermelon, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
There
Thank
you are,
you,
my friend.
I
Thank
appreciate you.
You
very much.
Of course, man. Hey, quite the relationship we built here, man. It's been a journey. You were episode 89 of the Middleman Podcast.
Correct, I was.
Episode 89, an unorthodox method. I remember.
Yes, sir.
I remember
clever name. I never told you that, but I really liked the title of that. That one was fire.
Listen, the names in the podcast, just so you guys know, is I call it the quote of the pod, okay? It's something that's said in the show. It's something that's meant to grab your attention. So, you know, we do put a lot of time and effort in listening and trying to find the perfect word to fit what the person was talking about on the show. So, as I said, man, cheers. Thank you for being here. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Being a good friend, you know, and for real.
No doubt, no doubt. And congratulations to you. Episode 100, bro. Big things, big things. I'm very proud of you.
Feature performances. You know you're going to be one of them, man. How you feeling? You ready to go?
You know, I always get nervous before going up, but, you know, I got to shake the nerves out. I'm going to go out there later on, do my thing.
Silky, silky smooth, man. You can't be nervous. You got to be looking good and ready to go.
I mean, I guess if you want to put it that way, that's correct.
Man, so yeah, the other day, man, we were at Electric City Axe Throwing doing a vlog. You guys are going to see that. We were in the studio. I was forever grateful to have been in the studio. You're the first artist that I've been in the studio with, man.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that before yesterday.
First artist that I've actually been in a real studio with. And, you know, seeing you work on the large, vast of music that you have in your category, you know, your discography, as well as my man Dallas. Shout out Dallas in the
Shout
room.
Shout out Dallas.
We'll speak
my
to
boy.
Him as well. Later, you know, stardom. What do we got planned for you in 2024? You know, I know you touched upon having big plans when we had our first episode, but what's coming on? What's coming around the corner?
Well, I can't really spoil too much. You know, I like to keep everything a surprise. But big things with stardom. You know, we're officially an organization now, bringing more people on board. Overall goal is drop the best music we've ever released, especially myself and the upcoming artists. Dallas alone, yesterday, as seen in the studio. You know, you got a sneak peek of what's coming. So it's going to be a huge year. Oh my God, bro. The amount of projects that we have planned is ridiculous, you know?
Yes,
if I told you how many there was, you would think I'm out of my mind. But it's very quality. And it reaches so far beyond the music as well. So, you know, big things.
Well, it was a great experience seeing you in the studio yesterday. Actually being in a lab with someone. I like to do that to understand how people work, you know? And shout out to Steez PA.
Shout
you know,
out Steez.
He'll be here soon as well.
Yes, he will.
But the way you guys have a relationship, you know, he'll give you feedback and you're able to adjust with that, you know? And,
absolutely.
And trust his lead, you know? So that's really good on you,
yeah.
To be able to just speak with other people and understand that your vision and someone else's vision can make a greater scheme. You know what I mean?
That is a very good point. I mean, I've been working with him for 5 years, going on 6 now. You know what I mean? So I trust him. My music could go in his hands. I trust him with everything he does. So, you know, I'm very excited to see what he does this year as well. And together, you know, we're just going to continue to grow and prosper.
So this is your first show of the year tonight, correct?
Yeah, it is.
What
it
else
is.
We got coming up? Do you have any other shows lined up?
Not.
Any big plans?
As of right now, a lot of the stuff I'm doing is behind the scenes. A lot of business-related stuff, a lot of, you know, new merch drops such as that, you know, holding meetings, et cetera, et cetera. I'm more so focused on the business aspect because last year, we actually recorded 2 years worth of music in 1 year last year. So it gave me time this year to kind of be able to focus on, you know, the stardom project, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's where my mind's at and we'll see where we end up.
Dude, seeing the stardom project come together is pretty sick because
you
know, I remember we were speaking about it. I see the force behind you following and you know, definitely supporting. So that's great. One last question I'm going to leave you off with.
For sure.
Which is why does round pizza come in a square box?
What? How do I even answer that? Why does round pizza come in a square box?
Yeah, why is pizza round but it comes in a square box? You never sat there and thought about that, have you?
I don't know. If you want me to be honest, that's a really good question.
Does anybody have the answer in the room?
Yeah,
please feel free.
Not. Facts. Facts.
Have you ever folded a round box? No, I haven't, but I just feel like it would be more secure in a round box. You know, you ever get a pizza where it's the cheese is running all over the place? If it were rounder, the box.
So you said if the pizza fit perfectly in the box is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
That's genius, but I don't think that's a thing. You know, and I don't think you could fold. That's, yeah.
I think we should make it a thing, okay? That's our proposition. That's our business plan. Middleman Podcast, Circle Pizza Boxes. Check it out. Make sure that's coming to you soon. So cheers, Kelly. 100%. Thank you for being here.
Cheers, my
Looking
brother.
Looking forward to your performance later tonight.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for having me. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. Calling up next to the stage, I'm going to put him on the spot. Mr. Charlie Incarnato, would you mind joining me here on the stage, please? Thank you, thank you, thank you. What's up?
Hey,
¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
Hi, Dimo, how's everybody Dimo, doing?
Hey, what's your flavor, man? Which one do
you want? I wanted green tea, but I didn't see, so I'll go with the classic.
So with the classic. Green tea was the only one that there was just one can. So
oof, you would do it.
So I went ahead and took that one.
Fuck that up.
Cheers.
Mm. Shit's delicious.
Guys, Charlie has entered the chat. Charlie is the unofficial member of the Middleman Podcast.
Yeah,
I would
in
say.
A way, in a way, yeah.
You know, because you're definitely always you have my back. He's the guy behind our lovely thumbnails. He's the guy behind our logo here, the brand, everything design wise. This is your guy. Okay, I'm telling you.
We try.
Yeah, and I'm super grateful for you doing that, man. Because you're a brother, man. You're a brother.
Appreciate it. Always same.
So the journey, you know. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Talk to me about the growth. You know. Talk to me from the outside in, man. Mm-hmm. What do you see from me?
All right.
Because you've been there with the planning stages of the podcast when we were just spitballing names.
I mean, I've been there since the failure podcast. Yeah, there was a failure podcast. Okay. But it's not necessarily a failure. It was a stepping stone, right?
A rebrand, if you would.
A rebrand, right? But yeah, the growth has been crazy, especially because you were never someone that struck me as a creative, right? And then like in our friend group, I was always craving somebody to be like a creative alongside me, right? Like somebody who wants, and then you come at me with like, I want to do this thing that's like super creative. I'm like, what? You? And I'm just like, and the way you've transformed over time is just crazy. Like, but when you're passionate about something, I think that's all you got. You just got to have passion and then it'll come with it. The growth, I mean, think about it, where you started in that one apartment with Mario. And then now just like, yeah, you're in a nice little shop here. You got a 100 episode event.
I know.
And we used to talk about, bro, there'll be a 50th episode. There's going to be 100. There's going to be a 500, 1,000. Just keep going. So
one of the best things that you told me and sticks to me to this day is that anyone can start a podcast. It was just a small percentage make it past episode 30. And I think you told me that when I was on like episode 27 or whatever, right?
I saw it and I was just like, that's like a drastic change. Once you go past episode 30, like you're in like the top 3% now. Like but that was a little bit way back then. Now, you know, but
even still though, you know, I tell people all the time, like I hear that people start a podcast and I'm like, good for them. I hope they keep it going because it's not easy. As I started with the show telling you guys, it's not easy doing this, you know, keeping a consistency, building your brand and getting people to believe that it's something real. And I think that's very interesting that you didn't think I'd be the creative one.
Be honest. Did you think you'd be the creative one?
Dude, I don't even know. Like I said, I don't know how I got here.
That's what I'm saying.
I was in the studio last night and I was sitting there and I'm like, I like to take things in. I think that's very important for people to do is just stop and take a moment, take things in and be like, yo, how do we get here? Like, how was this a part of the script? How was this a part of the plan and the steps got me here? You know, that just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, I believe in a higher power. I believe in that the universe works in mysterious ways. But I believe that this is a track that I was meant to be on. And it's just as simple as being able to talk to people, bro. It was that realization for me.
Yeah, I think you definitely need people that you can bounce ideas off of, people that can support you. You also don't need yes men. You need people that are going to put you in your place. And I know I've put you in your place a few times and you've put me in my place a few times when it comes to the things we do and we're passionate about. So you need that. And also just like maybe to add on to like the just consistency aspect of it. Sometimes, you know, an episode or something that you're working on isn't necessarily the thing that you were hoping it would be. But maybe all the creatives can relate in the aspect of when you least expect it is when you're going to get that magic or that thing that helps you create that next step, because you've been wrapping your mind around things for hours and hours and hours. And all of a sudden the simplest thing comes to you and you're like, oh, that's it. Like, that's all I needed. But it really wasn't. You were sitting on it for like 60 hours. It just had to get its way through to you.
My barber told me this today, one of his favorite sayings, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. Just, you know, it's as simple as that. You know, if, as you said, maybe that little tweak is what we needed to have happen. All right, your final question, Charlie.
Let's go.
Is cereal a soup?
Oof.
Is cereal a soup?
Yeah, because are there cold soups besides cereal?
No, there aren't cold soups. There's cold soups?
Wait, is a soup, like, is the definition of a soup, like, it has to be a hot, liquidy thing?
I would think so.
See, there's cold soups, so. Yeah. So then cereal is just technically a cold soup.
No, cereal is cereal and milk. It's not soup.
It's a cold soup. What's a soup? It's liquid and other stuff in it.
All right. Maybe.
Maybe like honey bunches of oats because there's other things in there. It's like multiple things. That one could be a soup.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it, man.
Good luck. Episode 100. Keep going.
Coming up next. Let me guess. Chico. Woo! The wonderful artist, Sachiko.
Hello again.
Welcome back. What was your flavor? I can't remember.
Mango.
We got a few. Yeah, feel free. Have one. Cheers.
Arizona, you got to sponsor him.
It was that saying right there that made Arizona message me and say, send in your request. So thank you for that.
Anytime, man. We got to work together.
What do we got going on here? I remember saying that you were going to be generous. Very generous.
So after our episode, I was really inspired from our conversation and made you a little piece to inspire you to keep going.
Let's see it. I'm going to read the card first. I think it's important to read the card first. Thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you for providing a platform for all of the different artists and entrepreneurs in the area.
I got a message today from a friend saying that they were listening to our show and they really, really enjoyed it. So that's awesome to hear.
That's great.
Ooh, okay. Kevin, episode 100. Can I read this out loud? All right. Kevin, episode 100 is proof of your dedication and resilience. Let the painting be a reminder to trust your voice. Embrace the challenges and continue to be a voice for the community. Sachiko. Guys, check it out. I love it. Thank you. And let's see what we got going on here. Yo, Fame, I love your jacket, by the way. We'll get into that. You look like Kanye.
Hopefully it'll be a little piece to add to your set.
Onto the wall of fame. I don't mean to be rude ripping this paper, you know. I don't mean to be an animal. Dude. It's like Christmas already.
You gotta be like a kid on Christmas.
Let's see it. Ooh, okay. I really enjoy this. Thank you so much, Sachiko. May I talk to you? May I ask you some of the inspiration? You said it was an inspiration to keep me going, right? To influence me, to keep me going?
Yeah. So I ended up creating it after we recorded our episode. Really inspired by the conversation we had about art and life and personal growth. And so I wanted to make a piece to commemorate it and inspire you to keep going on your mission and growing the middleman.
I love the color wave you have going on here. We got blue, we got green, we got white. All those colors there are enlightening. And, you know, I can see it. I love it so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is amazing. Thank you.
Seriously. Thank you, dude.
You're absolutely amazing. So Chico, since we've had the podcast, you and I have been talking and connecting on certain aspects that are the business admin. And, you know, I really want to say thank you to you for, you know, just letting me bend your ear a little bit, you know, ask you the right questions and figure out how to make this thing more legit. Okay. Because it's all fun, but you know, we want to get paid here. Okay. So you're going to make it legit. Get the LLC.
Big things for this year, dude.
Big things. What about you? What do you got going on this year? Any art shows that we have tonight for First Friday?
Not tonight, but I'm showing next month at Urban Co-Works. And then I have a few solo shows later in the year. One at Bizarre Skate Shop in July.
Awesome.
And Little Wild Refillery at the end. So, yeah, it's going to be a big year.
Sachiko, always on the grind. Remember, we were talking about emotions, feelings. And you know what I hope to see at the end of the night is me crying. I'm not going to lie. I hope that by the end of the night with all the people in here, I got a tear coming down my eye on a for real. That's what I want to have happen. So, you know, I told you I wear my heart on my sleeve and I'm having a good day.
You know? How are you feeling about 100 episodes, dude? That's a pretty large catalog of work.
You know, I tried to, a lot of people ask me, are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? And my response was, I'm as ready as I'll ever be. And then, you know, someone else put it into this context. It's no different than episode 99 and no different than episode 101. And I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that. So how do I feel? I feel like I always feel in the booth. You know, all my problems are gone. Everything that I had going on today is eliminated. We had a pretty stressful day, right, guys? Talking to my crew here, we had a pretty stressful day. I had to go back to my place like 5 times. But yeah, you know, all of that is out the window. And we're here, we're doing it. And I put a lot of pressure on myself for nothing, you know? So this is great. I love it.
Well, I'm proud of everything you've done. And I just want you to keep going. And
as we
You're doing great things, dude.
So Chico, thank you so much. Would you mind grabbing Charlie's glasses? He left his glasses up here.
I will. All right.
Once again, thank you for the piece. Did you title it by chance?
Yeah. You gotta open the back, though.
Ah. Why don't I do that? Can I? I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I can see it where? Oh, okay. I'll check that out later. And let me get the man in the red bubble jacket in here. Let me get the man in the red bubble jacket in here. Coming up next. Bringing him to the stage from Euphoria Sounds. Please welcome my brother, The Fiend.
What's going on, bro?
What's up, man? Good to see you.
Good to see you. What's your flavor of choice, my friend?
Let's see. I'll take that kiwi strawberry, actually.
Strawberry kiwi? It's a good choice. Solid choice right there.
Want to hear that crispy crackle ASMR?
Perfect. Cheers, bro. Cheers.
That's good.
So the jacket is a statement piece, okay? Before you left your house, what made you decide to put the jacket on?
Honestly, the color.
The color.
I was just like, oh, I see something red in the closet. Let me put that on. I haven't worn that, like, ever. So.
Well, it's catching people's eye, man. It's like, I'm going to call you Ferrari tonight. That's what you'll be. The red hot Ferrari.
Ferrari Fang. There you go.
Ferrari Fang.
I just wish I had one outside.
Dude, how have you been? You know, episode 52.
52, yeah.
52?
Yeah, it was 52. Halfway.
I'm thinking again.
It was either 51, 52, or 53.
Well, yeah. Since then, you know, I think we spoke to you without the tablecloth, did we not?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You were on there early and, you know, you were a great interview, really introspective individual. Michael was a big fan. We were actually trying to get you back before episode 100.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're here now and we're going to keep it going after episode 100. So what's going on with you? What's going on with Euphoria Sounds? Is there any new music coming out? What are we looking forward to in the year of 2024?
Yeah, 2024. I'm working on an album. I'm working on an EP as well. So I'm just like working hard. And I'm also engineering one of my guys from Cali, his album, his first album ever. So it's a busy year, you know, and the first month. So That's what I'm going on.
The sample king, bro. The sample king. Appreciate You're not making January your free trial anymore, so I'm proud of you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I'm just...
Can we talk about that for a moment? Why do people think that January is a free trial?
I don't know. I just feel like... I feel like everyone wants to come into the new year brand new because it's a new year, but we just have to... Like, we have to always stay consistent. I always tell people around me, stay consistent. It doesn't matter what day it is. Doesn't even matter if it's your birthday. Like, if you want to work and get something done, you have to stay determined. So just keep working.
May I ask you if there was anything that's changed in your mindset when you're creating music since the first time we spoke to now?
Definitely. Collaboration, way more. Just collaborating way more with a lot of people, creatives. Sometimes I get stuck in the bat cave, but, you know, if I can communicate with people and they communicate with me, and we can collaborate and get things done.
Would you care to mention any collaborations that you may have going on? Is that all right? Or are we going to spoil some things?
I'll just let y'all hear the album when it comes.
Okay. No, I'm excited because, you know, I've put on the Euphoria album and I played the instrumental portion of it to a lot of my friends. You know, because I'm like, yo, bro, you got to hear this. Like, you got to hear the sounds that the Fame is over here dissecting and including in his music, because it's such a unique sound. You know, we talked about the Paganini. Mm-hmm. We talked about all the old school samples that you're able to find and insert them into your music, man. It's it's powerful, bro. Like, it's euphoric, euphoria sounds, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much why it's named that. I try to bring euphoria to everyone, you know?
How do you feel for your performance tonight? Are you ready to go?
Man, I haven't performed in almost 2 years. Bro, you giving me the opportunity to, like, get my spirit out there to the public again. And I feel like I've been itching, so I'm ready.
Let's go. I'm excited. Let's do it, Fame. Sure. Let's do it. Hey, we'll catch you later tonight, giving us a performance. Cheers. Thank you so much for being here. Next, coming up to the stage. Let me get someone from the Team Scoobity. Team Scoobity. Who do we got? We'll talk to the other one as well.
Dog, how we doing, bro?
Do you have my shirt?
Bro, do I have your... Oh, I should have brought that today.
Today should have been the day, bro.
I owe you a shirt because you. It was like 17 minutes into a 40-minute video. I didn't think anyone would get to that point. Like, it gets boring, and you commented, so you definitely deserve a shirt, bro.
What Arizona would you like, bro? Which one?
I told Moet if he thinks I'm not getting one of these Arizonas, he's crazy, bro. So I'm gonna take like the lemonade, the regular one.
Lemonade, okay.
Yeah, facts.
How are we doing on time, boss?
Bro, this is dope. Congrats to you, bro.
Dude, thanks, man. You know, you're going to be doing your own event one day, too, hopefully.
For sure, bro.
That's what I want to see, man. That's what I want to see. Scoobity, Middleman Podcast, collab. You know, what do you guys got going on? Any episodes, any vlogs going on? We actually, hold on, spoiler, we got an episode this Sunday. I'm going to Team Scoobity.
Yeah, facts. We're going to interview you Sunday at the V-Spot. We've been editing. We got two videos in the vault. We haven't posted yet this year. Trying to focus on the sound, get everything right, like we've talked about before, and then like go crazy throughout the year, a whole bunch of big videos.
You mind me asking some of the steps that you're taking to improve your sound quality?
We just got a whole bunch of new equipment, new mics. Just learning, understanding. Moet's been focusing on learning how to edit on a certain software. You know, we always used our phones.
Moet edits up?
Yeah, Moet's starting to learn how to edit, so he's trying. So.
He's a real Scoobity.
Yeah, for sure. Moet's a big asset, you know.
Yeah. A big asset, huge asset. So yesterday started the voting for the Scranton Music Awards, correct?
Yeah, I'm glad you peeped.
You were telling me about that? Everyone in the room, the Scranton Music Awards are coming out. Okay, we got competitions for best podcast in the area. You know, make sure you nominate the Middleman Podcast. Make sure you nominate Team Scoobity. It's a competition. It's all love, though, at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, bro, I was honestly thinking about it today, like, who I'm going to vote for. And I've been talking to Joe, and I'm going to be on the voting committee this year, bro. Bro, you're getting my vote. Like, honestly, like, no one has done this yet, bro. No one's going to do something like this. Bro, you got my vote, bro. You definitely deserve an award for this year, dog, for sure.
Hard work, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, it brings me back to a lot of the times that I've always said that I wanted to put on an event. I wanted to put on a festival, okay? And this isn't a festival, but it's the start of something.
Yeah,
you know,
for
it's
sure,
the start
bro.
Of one. You got to start somewhere. Let's start with a small event. Let's see how it goes. Let's find out what works. Let's find out what doesn't work, you know, stuff like that. So we're definitely, you know, just trying to figure out the kinks. And hopefully one day the Middleman Podcast will present to you a festival. You still didn't open that? Hold on. Cheers. Hold on. Rewind.
We got talking, bro. My bad.
No, you're good. That was a loud clap.
Yeah.
All right. What's the best question that you're gonna ask me tomorrow?
Spoil it today. Honestly, bro, I didn't like write them down yet, but I just want to say how curious I am, bro. Like I've watched you at a point, right? I can't wait to find out what was before that and hear your story. So we've talked little bits about it, but nothing like we could get into with these questions. So I just know I'm really excited to interview, bro. But nah, you can't. If you want me to send you all the questions, that's why.
No. We're going to go off the cuff. We're going to go off the cuff.
For sure, bro.
I don't like doing that. I like to be real organic. You know, that's what it's got to be. So one last question for you before we send you off. This is a real introspective one. This is not one of the silly ones, okay? Let's say everyone who you've ever met is in a room at one point, right? Everyone, dead or alive. Who are you going to speak to and why?
Oh, honestly, the first person that comes to my mind is my grandmother. Obviously, she died when I was 14, and I would love to hear advice for where I'm at in life now, what she would give me. I'm sure she would be proud where I'm at, hopefully, but it would be dope to get some of that advice today.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Mine is Coach Tom Sikowski. He passed away as well. And he was just more so of like a father figure for me. You know, he really held it down. My older brother and I, we have stories upon stories upon stories on who he was as an individual and how he's helped us grow. Knowing that my mom was, you know, didn't have the money to put us through certain sporting events.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would help us out and get us there. So,
damn.
You know.
I definitely have someone in my life like that too. But both those people have brought us to where we are today. Right, helped us get there. So it's definitely.
You don't think about it while they're there. You don't think about it while we're there. But, you know, when they're gone, you really sit back and you realize that, damn, they said something that was really special to us, you know?
Yeah, for sure, bro, for sure.
Cheers.
Thank you for having me on,
Mr.
bro.
Mr. Scooby, really next dope. Time, hey, yeah, Sunday, sure. I better get a shirt.
Yeah, bro, I promise you'll have that shirt. You'll have that shirt on Sunday, bro. I got you. I'm out of here.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yo. Let me get Nicole Incarnato. Yeah. You want to pass? You want to pass? My fault. Come on in, gangsta. Come on in, gangsta. Guys, these people right here, the Incarnados, are my OG, okay? We have Michael Incarnato, who's a part of the team. He's our cameraman. We have Charlie, the unofficial member of part of the team. And this is Nicole, who just keeps my mental, my balance, you know, just right when I need it. So, welcome.
Appreciate that.
Nicole.
I'm still cold. It's cold as hell, so I'm freezing.
What's your Arizona flavor? Which one you want?
Mucho mango.
Let's do it. Shake it up.
Shake?
Yep.
I don't be shaking.
Come on, there's sugar that settles on the bottom, guys. You gotta.
I like sugar. All right. Ready?
Yeah. Go ahead. Cheers. So, back to the creative aspect of things. Did you see this coming for me at all since you've known me for a very long time?
Definitely. Not, I mean, that's sounds...
Definitely not. But no way.
It was just so out of left field. Like, I didn't really see it, you know?
Speaking of the microphone.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
Yeah, it was so out of left field. So I didn't really.
Well, here's a little tidbit for you guys, okay? When I first moved to Scranton, Nicole and I were roommates, okay? The Shutdown podcast, which was hosted with my boy Mario, had revamped, and that was gone, dead and gone with. So I was getting ready to start the Middleman podcast, but before it was a Middleman podcast, I was looking for a co-host, and that co-host was going to be you.
Yeah.
And we were there spitballing names, you know, talking about stuff. And I remember one day you were like, you know what, Kev? And I think, honestly, I think you said this out of frustration about, you know, I'm a difficult individual to work with. I'll be honest.
Pretty bad.
But, you know, you pretty much said like, Kev, like, you're the one who wants to do it. You know, this is something that you want to chase. And you're like, honestly, I feel like you were better by yourself anyway. You know, so if it weren't for you, we probably would have prolonged the go time to start this podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah. So thank you for setting me straight whenever I need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think you were always stronger by yourself. 100%. Plus, if I was here, it'd be pretty fucking bad because I'm pretty bad at this right now. So.
Come on, what's your million-dollar question? If you were an interviewer asking me a question, what are you going to ask me? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I thought I was going to ask you a question.
No, I'm asking you a question now. I know, it just came to my head. I'm sorry.
Definitely not.
A hot dog is not a sandwich. No.
It's a hot dog.
I don't know. I think a hot dog could be a sandwich when you put it in a bun. A hot dog alone is just a hot dog.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Is a sandwich? Is a hot dog in a sandwich? Hands up. Hands up.
It's a sandwich.
One, two, three.
It's a sandwich.
Is a hot dog? Oh, wow.
It's a fucking hot dog to me. It's not a sandwich.
All right. Hey, my fault. I didn't mean to start a debate. All right. It seems like if it's a hot dog, a sandwich is a popular question. So, you know, we'll get a tally. I want a hot dog sponsorship. Oscar Mayer, Franks. What's that? Yeah. Comment below if you think a hot dog is a sandwich. I don't think it is.
Definitely not.
Do you have a question? Did you think of one?
Question. Why the fuck is it so cold? Am I the only one who's cold in here? No? It's fucking freezing. But that all was right. My question.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thanks. You. Let me get Ethan. Ethan Ace Ron. Yes, sir. Ethan Ace Ron.
All right.
Hey, guys, I love the clapping. I think it's absolutely amazing. I hear it.
Thank you.
It's so cool. It's so cool. Ethan, which one would you want, my friend?
Oh, I'm a basic guy. Give me the OG. Yes, sir.
The OG. There you are. The OG for the OG Rez. Shake it up.
Shake it up. That guy.
Ethan.
I don't got nails right now.
Is that for you? You good? You got it?
Nah, I don't.
What do you got going on there?
I don't got nails. We good.
All right, he got it.
We got there.
Ethan. My man, bro. My man. Listen, a lot of people have been asking me, when is the next basketball tournament, man? Guys, Ethan is from the Peckville Assembly of God Basketball League, where Moet and I commentate, play some games, have some great times. You guys should make sure to come through to the leagues. We're going to be doing vlogs there. But the big question is, when are we starting our 2024 season?
And Kev, I have the answer for you right this second.
You're dropping the tea. Come on, talk.
I just had a meeting with our church boards last 2 days ago, and we've been given the green light to host the third season of the Peckville Assembly God Basketball League. And I know you had a lot of good time being there. I know you really explored your boundaries, just being live there at the moment, you know, in the game, seeing people run back and forth, and just being in that environment, commentating, it filled the room with so much joy.
Thank you, man. You gave me that opportunity. You know, now when people need a commentary team for anything, you know, I'm willing to throw my name in a hat, and I have records of actually doing it because of that that basketball league.
Right.
And I really do enjoy my time there, man. You know, I now am going to be taking part in the tournament, you know, rather than just sitting sideline. You know, we're going to get out there. I've been working on my basketball game.
And I see you at YMCA. You're working hard. You're hitting the weights, and I see you on the court as well, actually hitting the you know, you're actually shooting. And I just want to tell you, what you're doing right now is tough. Like, you're going through the gauntlet, talking to all these people. I don't know if you ever played Mortal Kombat, like the tower mode. That's what you're going through right now. I can't imagine, like, what you're going, what you're thinking right now. But I just want to say, like, this is a testament to what you've done. All these people, all walks of life, coming here, supporting you. It means something, man. It means something. And I just want to thank you.
No, thank you, man. And I appreciate you saying that. Because there was a lot of tests that were given to me today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, as I mentioned, we were running a little bit late today, and Nezo tried to just tell me, you know, it's just a test. It's just a test, Kev. Just stay to it. It's just a test, you know, because once you get past this test, it's everything was trying to shut me down before the show. You know, was trying to shut me down.
And that's the thing. When you're making something like this, people don't talk about the stuff that happens behind the scenes, you know, taking that trip just because you forgot your camera, or getting that extra battery, or extra storage. Like, no one talks about that, but it's part of this entire thing that you got going on.
Our battery right now is taped onto the camera because the clip broke. Yeah, the clip broke. So yeah, we got to do what
you heard it here first. The Middleman Podcast is held together by duct tape and, and sure will.
Anything to make it work. Ethan, thank you so much. What was that date again, or tentative month that we're going to get started again?
So we are good for March 14th, 5 days after my birthday. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see your vlog and, you know, just put the exposure out
there. People want the vlog. People want the basketball vlog, so we're going to do it, and it's going to be fantastic. March 14th. Peckville Assembly of God Basketball League. Come through, see some great hoops, great energy, music, good vibes all around. We hope to see you there. Ethan, thank you.
Cheers.
Okay. I want to speak to her because of her hat. Hello.
It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Kevin. What's your name?
It's nice to meet you. My name's
Silvera.
Uh-huh.
Okay, take a seat. Take a seat.
I'm late to my own birthday party for this.
Is today your birthday?
Sunday.
Well, thank you for celebrating it here with us.
Oh,
is this your birthday outfit?
One of them.
Birthday to you. Hey, happy birthday, dear. Hey, happy birthday to you. Woo! For your birthday, as a birthday present, we got you an Arizona iced tea of your choosing. Of your choosing.
Damn.
It's nothing. You're just a dollar. Don't mention
That's
it.
That's fine. I'm going to have to go with the watermelon.
The watermelon.
Watermelon is always my favorite. I'm happy I did not do all my nails or else I would not have been able to crack that.
So may I ask about the hat?
I made it myself. I made it myself out of some stuff I had laying around my house. It was very opportunistic. Everything I'm wearing has honestly been thrifted, although this is my mom's. Gotta give some credit to my mom.
To Mama Dukes, to Mama Dukes. Mm-hmm. So do you come down to Analog Culture a lot?
Of course, yeah. No, I've been coming down here since I was like 16, so it's been quite some time. I've been coming to the underground for quite a bit now, about like the past 2 years or something like that.
And what do you think of the vibe? What do you think of the elements here?
Good.
Did you ever think you'd see a podcast here today?
Honestly, I'm not shocked. It fits perfectly with the theme of First Friday. I feel like it's nice. It has that nice, good live element. I feel like it's a good at-home touch.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, well, I appreciate you coming up and joining me here on the spot.
I really appreciate it, too. I got to get to my party.
Of course. Enjoy your party. Thank you for stopping in. Let me get Moet here. Moet, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Look at you.
Chill. I had to do this. It's my goddaughter's birthday. She turned 5, you know?
Thank you for joining me here. I believe your flavor was fruit punch. Am I wrong?
You are incorrect.
Oh, yes. I'm incorrect.
My flavor was actually sweet tea.
It was sweet tea.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and I didn't grab it.
And unfortunately, I don't see sweet tea.
Well, would you like another one?
I'm going to have to go with mango, only because my girlfriend likes mango. That's it. I'm not going to lie. I never really tried mango, but
yo, the background noise? The background noise is a lot right now. I'm getting a lot of feedback real quick. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. Open that up. Cheers, my friend.
All right, my brother. I'm not gonna lie, I got stuck. All right, here we go. Cheers.
I'm about to finish this can. I'm gonna need another can soon. Moet.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, bro. We had a fantastic tea time.
We did.
Which did experience audio glitches, you know what I mean?
Just say you don't like me. I just feel like I watch mad videos, and mine's the only one that the sound just completely don't even match up.
Listen, we had a technical difficulty. You know, you're honestly one of my favorite people to be around. You've always had that energy. You're the best co-commentator. Honestly, I wouldn't be shy of calling you the main commentator, bro. I'll let you walk with the show.
Nah.
Yeah,
That's all you, brother. I just be talking.
Give us a knockdown.
Knockdown. Good shot.
That's how you know Moet's in the building. You know Kevin's in the building by hearing airball.
Yeah. Nah, that was a fun time.
Great time, man. Great time. So, you know, we've been hooping together, man. What are your thoughts on my game? Has it improved?
I will say your game definitely has improved.
Don't lie, bro.
Wait. Hear me out. Your game definitely has improved. I will say. Because before, I would have never picked you up on my team. I'm be honest. I wouldn't have. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't have. But since I've seen you play and progress, I will say I'll pick you up now. You know?
I got the hustle.
You
stats,
do have the
bro.
Hustle. You
I
have
got the hustle.
Yeah. Once you get the ball, it's just like What am I doing? You don't know what to do with the bar.
You're
so
not lying there. You're not lying there. We're getting there, though. We're getting
better. Yeah, now you are getting there.
We're getting better. Mm-hmm. So interview V-Spot Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, I'm excited for it, bro. How should I dress?
How should you dress? Well, personally, I'm not sure. Dress how you want to dress.
Should I bring a bucket hat?
I think you should bring a bucket hat.
Would you wear a bucket hat if I wore a bucket hat?
I would wear, but right. Mine would have to be cartoon. I love cartoons. You know me. Come right. on now.
We'll find you one. We'll find you one. I'll find you a Pikachu bucket hat.
I'll wear it.
Okay.
As long as it's you mean.
Moet, we got to do a vlog together, man.
A vlog? I don't think I ever did a vlog before. But
how? You're on Scoobity. How have you not done a vlog yet?
Because I don't know. I don't really call those vlogs, though. Mm.
Okay.
I don't know. I wouldn't consider it a vlog.
So now you're editing the sound and
I am.
Talk me through that process, so, man. I've been there. I know it's pretty tough.
It is tough. I'm not gonna lie. I took interest in it. I'm not gonna lie. I definitely took interest. Like, I've been interested in it, but I took a real interest after I did the podcast with you. I'm like, the video was dope, you know? And I would love to edit my own sound so like you can actually hear me match with the voice instead of like not being able to match the voice with how the video's going.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah. I'm just making sure. Yeah. You know, and that like really intrigued, like, oh, I think I should try editing. I'm sorry. So I started doing it and like I started practicing. I'm still practicing, but
what are you using to edit?
DaVinci Resolve.
DaVinci Resolve.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think Ethan's the guy that you should speak to because Ethan will definitely get that going.
It is
you
know, complicated.
Something that I think is really, really cool to backtrack on what Ethan said earlier mm-hmm. was that, you know, he's like, dude, you're in here. It's like a gauntlet. You're like talking to all these people, right? But mm-hmm. one of my biggest things that I want to achieve here is having people just talk amongst each other and being able to approach them and be like, what do you do? I want this to be a melting pot for mm-hmm. creators, you know? That's what the middleman is basically trying to do. That's what I want to be identified for getting people together, you know what I mean? Yeah. Being that in the middle from point A to point C, mm-hmm. I'm point B, and mm-hmm. that's what I want tonight to be, a big mixing, a melting pot with all these creators in here.
I do like it. I would say I have not seen a lot of people here, I would say, but it will be nice to meet everybody. I would say it would be nice to meet everybody.
Moet is a legend in the game. Thank you for coming on the show.
Of course.
Bro. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And March 14th, bro. We're back at it.
March 14th.
We're back at it. Oh, word? You're lying. It's already that time? Damn. All right. Dallas. Guys, we're going to have some extra Arizona, so please feel free to help yourself. What's up, dog?
How we doing? 100th episode. Congratulations,
you looking
man.
dapper.
Thank you.
What flavor would you like, my friend?
I'm going raspberry.
Raspberry.
It's a go-to for me.
God. That's bad.
Nah, it's underrated, man.
No, you didn't hear what I just heard.
Oh, all right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Your arm was empty. Should I put these on?
If you want, it's just so you can hear your playback.
Hello?
There you go.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, you can hear yourself. Right,
yeah, I can hear myself.
Dallas, welcome to the Middleman Podcast. We were just in the studio last night. We did a vlog. You were in the Electric City Actoring vlog. You were in the studio vlog. And, you know, I do see a lot of promise in you. You know, you're starting out. You're working with Methodonix on Stardom.
Yep.
And you know what? I will say respect to you, Methodonix. You know, respect to you. Your session last night, I fucked with it more. Respect to you.
It's wild.
Respect to you.
I appreciate it, though, Cal.
All I'm saying is, you were in there. You were walking on a beat. You were walking on your sound. You know, it was all there. The acoustic, the vibes, the summer vibes were there, man. And there's a lot of promise in you, man. So talk to us about the journeys, you know, making music, and just how you got here now, because you're a young soul, are you not?
Yeah, I'm 19 years old. I'm pretty young, but we're still going at it. The whole music thing is kind of a wild story, actually. I've always been into music. It's always been like a dream of mine. Like, I've always talked about it, but never like been able to actually like do anything. I didn't know where to start, right? Kelly Methodonix over here, I met on the streets of Scranton about a year ago. A little more than a year ago, actually. And he had a nice big Cuban link on. So I was like, yo, nice chain. What do you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that. And then he was like, oh, I make music, blah, 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 whatever. Like, we added each other on Snapchat. We didn't talk for like a year after that. And it was just like, whatever. Like, I really didn't think. Like, I was actually going to go to school for music production because, like, I wanted to do music, but I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do yet. And then, like, what did you say, 3 months ago? Yeah, about 3 months ago, he texted me on Snapchat, and he's like, yo, you still into music? And I'm like, yeah, of course, of course. And I mean, shout out him. He took a chance on me. I didn't have anything in the books. I didn't have anything written down, nothing. He was, just sent me a beat, and he was like, do something. Do what you got to do with it. And I did my thing, Wasted. It's out on all platforms. We got some more good stuff coming, too.
Have you ever sat back and thought that that was like a sign from the universe somehow? That is like, this is where you should have been. I mean, if you guys are not talking for so long, and then for him to just reach out of the blue and just drop you a beat, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was like, it was almost like a sign from God. I was like, I just got to lock in and like do me and do what I got to do. And I mean, I'm pretty confident in what I do. Like, I like to say that even though I'm new, I'm starting out fresh, but we got some good milestones. First song hit 1,000 streams on Spotify. That was pretty good. Thank you, everybody. Hit 1,000 streams on Spotify. And I mean, we're locked in this year. We got more coming. We're
1,000 streams on Spotify, showing up to the Middleman podcast, being on his first podcast. Dallas, man, you're well on your way, man. You have a great sound. You know what you're doing in there. You know how to get the people moving.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm looking forward. You know, this is the seed that we planted right now. We'll definitely be seeing you after episode 100, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So keep at it, man. Thank you for popping out. So we are at like an hour, right? Yeah. Okay. Yo, that banging is awful. Like, it's crazy. All right. We got time for possibly maybe 2 to 3 more, and then we're going to start winding things up and get ready for the party portion of tonight. So let me get Joey to Cozy, because I've been looking for you, and now you just walked in. So where'd you go? You went and changed the shoes? You got 2 different shoes on?
Yeah.
You're a big hugger, so I'm going to get up and give you a hug.
Ooh, you know. Oh, congratulations. I'm happy to be part of this monumental occasion with you, my brother.
Joey to Cozy Poetry. Welcome back, my brother.
I appreciate you having me. Congratulations on this great milestone. I am so glad to be a part of it. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm beaming from ear to ear.
A man with words, man. You definitely got to give us a poem before you get out of here, bro. Before we do that, what's your flavor of choice?
Flavor of choice. You got a little half and half? You got
I
a
do
little,
not.
Dang, you don't got my Arnold Palmer? All right, no. We're going to go with the iced tea.
You iced tea, regular, iced original? Tea.
Yeah, OG. Keep it nice and OG tea. Cheers.
Mine's like all the way empty.
Been interviewing too many people. Got you on a gauntlet tonight, huh?
I know, bro. My armpits are sweating. It's all right. We got deodorant, so we're good. So, Joey, man, you know, since we've spoken, you moved to New York, you know, and one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to is the book that you spoke upon when we did our first interview. I want to see if you could give us an insight on how that book is coming along. Can we see it anytime soon, and will I get a signed copy?
Yeah, signed copy is in the mail. The book is... The date was set on my, you know, to-do list for the new year. So it's coming this year. It's a project. But, like, I'm, like, I don't know. I get scatterbrained. So I got, like, projects on projects that I'm working on. So I'm playing with music a lot. But poetry is there. So, like, the book is there. Me and my nephew actually can't plug him for real. But he's actually doing the editing because he's trying to get into poetry and I'm enjoying being like his Uncle Iroh, like his, okay. Like, you want to learn poetry, young one, here, learn my words. So, you know, we playing around with it. Book is definitely on the list, though. Definitely got to get that done. Thank you for reminding me, actually.
Of course.
I was saying that I want to do a 3-year rewatch of our podcast. Like, I watched it after it came up, and I'm like, I don't want to watch it again until 3 years rather than just a year. I want to give it some time and actually see the growth, so. I appreciate you for being on me about that, though. That's
of course,
real.
Man.
I really appreciate Kevin here, guys, because Kevin is a real bro. Like, he holds you accountable. If your bros don't hold you accountable, not real mans. L-mans.
One of the best things about our relationship, in my opinion, is the first time I met you was the first time you ever did poetry live, okay? And guys, it's your first time. You're not going to be as great as you are now, okay? So every slam that I've seen you go to, I've seen you progressively grow from that first one where you were there with your phone to where you're at now, just rambling words off the top of your head, man. It's really impressive. And, you know, I'm super grateful to have been there the first time and to have such a strong relationship with you as a friend and see you continue to grow. And, you know, it's just, you're at it, man. You're killing it.
Yeah, facts, facts. Boss concert.
Boss
we going
concert,
to the one in
yes.
New York, though.
Of course. We gotta hit the I got New you, York. Bro. I'll be wherever we're going. I don't care.
Fiends. So, everybody fiends for something.
You want to leave us with a few words? I don't want you to serenade the crowd now, but if you must.
Nah. I don't think. I'm going to leave everybody girlfriends with them tonight.
Before you do a poem, real quick. what's your main saying? What's your main quote? What does Joey Too Cozy always try to do every day he wakes up?
So Joey Too Cozy, I embody the fact that I'm waking up trying to put another puzzle piece in place to perfect the picture. So every day is another opportunity to put the proper puzzle piece in place to perfect the picture. Because I like doing puzzles, and that's how I look at my poetry. Like a little puzzle. I'm like, all right, let's go there.
Maybe get a sneak peek. What do you got for us today?
Today, I'm going to give y'all, I don't know. Oh, because I ain't give like a whole podcast hour, I'm going to give y'all my poetry to introduce me to y'all. So it's kind of like, it's titled Beat Me. Give me a me moment, a significant self second. In these silent spaces, I begin reflecting. Not laurel resting, simple self-assessments accepting. Me, myself, I'm my own competition. Consistently focused on beating me like what I needed to fall asleep ever since I turned 13. Pussies pounding to put me in a box. Poet, philosopher, sex symbol. King crowned with dreadlocks. Nicholas, Anthony, Avery, Joseph, Joey Too Cozy. My high school principal told me I have 4 first names so you could choose whichever one you want to call me. Trying to live a life everybody else wrote for me turned my story into a tragedy. Sad boy cross country all on his lonesome in Cali. Seeing the skyline to the city, getting photos of the family, having a blast without me. Curiosity. Do they even care about me? Kicked out the Navy, life drowned me, gasping for air for coping with not having 2 babies with THC. Swear the cries of those kids lost still haunt me. R.I.P. Nicholas Joseph Jr. and Penelope Too Cozy. Better now through love, learning loving myself is more than enough. Sometimes shit, sometimes ain't shit, must be the duality. Conquering complexities of God and inferiority. My mama told me to tell you that ain't nobody but her 3 kids finna tell us who we finna be. So I take this one opportunity that the cosmos has given me. Like my mom left me home alone when I'm 13. I'm just trying to be me endlessly. Poem.
Joey Too Cozy, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations one more time, my brother.
Thank you for being here, bro. Hey, just so you know, when you get into music game, it's going to be hard to stop you. It's going to be real hard to stop you. All right, we got two more. Let me get Scooby. Come on through, Scooby.
What's up, buddy?
Chillin'. Scooby, welcome, man. Welcome. Which flavor would you like, my friend?
Seen that strawberry kiwi in the cut. I'm going to try that today.
That's all you, my friend. That's all you. Cheers. Scooby.
Cheers.
Scooby, welcome back to the Middleman Podcast.
Good to be back.
My man, my good friend. You know, just whenever I see you in the street, across the street, Scooby, yo. That's exactly what it is, man. What have you been up to? You know, I know you were working on getting yourself a new home. Things are looking up.
Yeah, things are definitely looking up. Got a few apartments in line. Definitely want to secure more than one. So going big is definitely a go-to. Like, it's either go big or go home. But when I'm buying homes, it's definitely going big.
And man who's
starting off the new year, right? Got good people in mind and got good people around me. So always showing the love, always showing the respect, and living peace and positivity.
I think we can just end it there, bro. I knew you were going to say that, bro, because you always have a great vibe to you, you know, and that's why I'm grateful to be your friend.
Same to you, man. Every time we link up, it's always been a great vibe.
It's like, hilarious, no matter dude. What. We're a bunch of goofballs.
Glad to be here. Congratulations on the 100th episode, 100. Like, this is big. This is big.
It is. I'm happy you're here, and I'm happy to celebrate with all my friends. As I said, bro, thank you for popping in. Thank you for saying hello Scooby. To the friends, for the guests. Scooby, bro. We appreciate you, man. We'll see you later.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir. Oh, Disco Makeup Ari just made it in? Damn. I'm trying to get her on a pod. But we're gonna have to shut it down. We'll shut it down. All right, we'll shut it down. Guys, everyone, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the Middleman Podcast. I'm speaking to the room. I'm speaking to the people. You guys have been amazing. This has been a really new and a scary experience to be doing this right now. But you know, the hard part's over. Now we're just gonna get into the celebration, and we're gonna kill it. We're gonna have a great time. Make sure you guys follow us. If this is your first time here, ever hearing about the Middleman Podcast, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. The people's voice, you know, Kmart with 2 T's, 3, 2, 1. That's who I am. And yeah, thank you all for being here. You know, it's really been a journey. Shout out to my team. Shout out Nezo, our engineer over here, making things happen. Shout out Michael, our wonderful cameraman. Shout out Zachary. D Visions, he's not here right now. He edits remotely, but you're a huge part of this, man. We know that you do. You definitely are a huge asset to the team, man, and I'm grateful for the relationship that we built. So can't do it alone. Everyone who's here supporting, thank you so much. And with that being said, I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez, signing out. Peace.